Merci, Monsieur le Secrétaire Général. Je donne la parole.
Thank you, Secretary General. I'd like to give the floor to His Highness the Aga Khan.
Monsieur le Président.
Chairman, President, Secretary General, Ministers for Foreign Affairs, Excellencies, Ladies and Gentlemen. I'd like to begin by thanking President Sarkozy and his government for having hosted this conference at such a crucial moment. Much has already been done in Afghanistan over the last 6 years, but there are major challenges nonetheless to be picked up. I'd also like to pay a tribute to President Karzai and his government for the implementation of the National Development Strategy, the ANDS. It's a major step forward towards a real change for the Afghan population. We now have the foundations for reconstruction, and we must build on these foundations and accelerate change. There are tremendous hopes in terms of economic development, access to education, health, justice, and rule of law. Afghans expect concrete results, tangible actions, so that they can really believe there is a major credible change coming about in their quality of life. By implementing the ADS, development has to be seen as fair and comprehensive, covering both men and women. Rural communities, the most cut off of these rural communities, and all of the ethnic groups have to be concerned. There is a veritable constitutional commitment. We have to see sustainable, enthusiastic change, which is vital for the real process of democratization of the country. And I would launch an appeal to all those concerned with capacity building and building the civil society of Afghanistan, both for the rural and urban communities. Last year, the government of Afghanistan, the World Bank, the United Nations Development Programme, and the Asian Development Bank jointly organized the conference on enabling environment, and it was held in Kabul. This conference laid down the roadmap to create the right conditions to release the full potential required for private initiative, for businesses and civil society in Afghanistan, allowing it to do this in the context of development. Each and every one of us, the government, the international community, civil society, and the private sector, have to boost our efforts even further in order to bring about a real enabling environment in Afghanistan. In Afghanistan, we have brought together many capacities in the context of our Aga Khan Fund. We have microfinancing systems, health systems, education, works on culture and rural development. Ours is a multifaceted approach, and it has brought down by 74% poppy growing in the northeast regions of the country. In this way, we have improved the quality of life of over a million people. I'm giving you these figures not so that we can pat ourselves on the back, but to show you, to give you tangible proof that a major change can be brought about. Since 2001, we have been an active partner in the development process. Our financial commitment to the tune of $75 million in 2002 has been increased to almost twofold. We play a role as a financial backer, as investor and stakeholder in situ, and we have mobilized more than $750 million for the reconstruction of Afghanistan. And we're taking this opportunity here to express our tremendous gratitude to our national and international partners who have made it possible for us to reach these objectives. For a long time now, we have been convinced that Afghanistan must be understood in its regional context. Systematically, we have invested in the strengthening of regionalization. There are four new bridges on the Pianj that now link the Tajik and Afghan Balochistan. There are national programs involving Afghanistan, Kyrgyzstan, Kazakhstan, and Tajikistan in the areas of telecommunications, microcredits, health, and education. And there's a new regional university, the University of Central Asia, that has been set up, and these bring together these countries, so all of the neighboring countries who want to come together around the theme of development of mountainous societies. And all of these, if they have not already been done so, can be regionalized. We are taking a long-term approach. $100 million have been committed for a five-year period made available by the agencies of the AKDN, and we're fitting into the objectives of the NDS, and that includes a contribution that is going into the elections to be held in 2009 and 2010. The effectiveness and efficiency of the Parliament is vital if democracy is to function as it should. So there are several million dollars being set aside, earmarked to strengthen the functioning of the Parliament in technical areas, governance and the legislative process. It's a great pleasure to tell you that in conjunction with the Afghan and French authorities, particularly the French Agency for Development, the AKDN will be investing 9 million euros to develop the French Medical Agency for Children in Kabul. Under the auspices of the Aga Khan University, this expansion will make it possible for the existing hospital facilities to become a major regional player in the health sector and also in the training of nurses and doctors. Thank you.